Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Casey's General Stores. And this week we're going to interview the driver of the number 50 IMCA stock car, Heath Tulp. We're also going to hear from promoter Al Haina from Mason City Motor Speedway. We're also going to hear from Cole Queensland from Deer Creek Speedway, and a little more about our local Casey's General Stores, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Record-breaking yields and low harvest prices. The value of on-farm storage is higher than ever. Start planning for next year now. An on-farm storage system from NASCO Equipment gives you the marketing flexibility to capture the best prices when the timing is right. And that can make a huge difference to your bottom line. Call us, NASCO Equipment, your local Balin, GSI, and Farm Fans dealer. And make an investment now that will maximize your farm's profitability year after year. Call NASCO Equipment of Fairmont or International Steel Erectors today at 507-235-9506.
Any mechanic, woodworker, or craftsman knows that the right tool makes the job a whole lot easier. And having the right tool means having a choice. Honda's 4Trax Rancher line of ATVs are premium tools for the jobs you need to do, whether that's on the job site, hunting, exploring, or on the ranch. It's easy for you to choose the right mix of Rancher features, just like reaching for that right tool. So head on down to Trimble Cycle Center in Austin and check out the new 2017 Honda 4Trax Rancher lineup. Shouldn't all life's choices be that easy? Honda recommends the Rancher for riders 16 years old and older, and recommends that all ATV riders take a training course. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Hey friends, it's Feed the Sauce Man. At Cookies, sauces and seasonings are our business. Food is our passion. Our Cookies Flavor Enhancer and Rub is the most versatile blend of spices on the planet. Try it in marinades, on meats and on seafood, on baked potatoes and vegetables, in pasta, salads and popcorn, and anything else that needs a flavor kick. No matter the meal, our Cookies Flavor Enhancer and Rub makes taste buds happy. Remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Cookies is the one.
Let's talk about a deal. At Casey's General Stores, when you order online during April, get a large made-from-scratch single-topping pizza for the price of a small at just $8.99. You heard right. Any size single-topping pizza for just $8.99. Order online at caseystogo.com or download our mobile app. Casey's, famous for pizza. Offer only available online and valid through April 30th.
Midwest Collision has earned a reputation as the area's collision repair professionals, locally owned with over 40 years of combined experience. If you're involved in an accident, Midwest Collision Center in Faribault can handle all your repairs, including brakes, shocks, and alignments, all on site. All insurance claims welcome, providing you with a free loaner vehicle while yours is fixed. Call Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., 332-2434.
Napa Know How!
The Napa Bucket is on sale for $2.99. It's engineered from high-quality plastic, and it comes with a metal handle to make it portable. You're probably thinking, that sounds like any old bucket, but it's not, because regular buckets don't get you 20% off almost anything you put in it. So pick up a Napa Bucket today and get 20% off the parts you need. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, minimum three items. Some exclusions apply. Offer good while supplies last.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on the Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on the Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by IMCA stock car driver Heath Tulp, number 50. And Heath, I would encourage everybody listening to go online and watch the in-car camera of you racing at Mason City Motor Speedway. The speeds you are carrying on that track as you pass the grandstand. That video really gives fans a great picture of what it's like for you inside that race car.
Oh, yeah. I think that was probably a couple years ago. I don't know if that was the hobby stock one when we were battling for the lead or not. But, yeah, I mean, we carry a lot of good speed, especially a bigger track. You're obviously going to see a lot more speed than what you would see in, like, a smaller track in, like, Britt and Algona. But, oh, yeah, we're not going slow. We're booking pretty good.
And as I said off the air, if you're coming back from the concession stand right when the race starts and you're anywhere down near that fence, you really realize how fast you guys are moving.
Oh, yeah, if you're staying close, I mean, you'll especially on a restart, you'll definitely feel the wind from the cars. I mean, it's almost like a NASCAR race. If you're staying close to a NASCAR race, I mean, you'll feel the wind blow by you and about knock you over. And that's about how fast we're going in Mason City. I mean, you're booking pretty good. I don't know the exact speeds that we're actually going there, but you're not going too slow, that's for sure.
The sun at Mason City, heading down the backstretch directly into the setting sun on a Sunday evening in the summer, that has to make racing even more challenging.
Yeah, and it does. And I haven't raced here for a couple of years, so I kind of forgot all about it. But just thinking about, you know, back in the hobby stock days more, I mean, that was kind of when you saw the sun going down, and that's when you really found that was the class that had the most difficult time. It's a challenge. You know, you're going down the backstretch 2, 3, 4 wide and four rows deep, and you're just hoping that everybody's going to keep it straight until you get in the corner and you kind of go under the shade.
And something we really have learned as fans watching races at Mason City Motor Speedway is going into turn three directly toward those stacks of cement blocks has to be a little daunting the first time or two. But drivers seem to pick up spots or actually win races by driving it a little deeper into turn three and letting off a little later than the other drivers, and it gives them a little advantage.
Oh, yeah. That track's so wide that you can what we call blow it in and hope it sticks. And, you know, it's wide enough, it's tacky enough to where you can actually do that a few times. I haven't seen too many people get up too high in that next to that cement wall because it's a little intimidating. But when you first race in that track, it's pretty intimidating seeing that cement wall, and you don't want to get anywhere close to it, that's for sure.
Like you say, hope it sticks, because if it doesn't, you're going off on a hook.
Yep, exactly. Those cement barriers don't really move very good.
You attended NIAC to become a mechanic. You put your skills to good use for your day job, and you also maintain your racing hobby. Where do you work during the day?
It's Wray County Motors in Belmont, Iowa. We're a Pritchard company. Pritchard has 7 stores throughout North Iowa that, you know, you work on Ford, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Chevy, GMC, Cadillac, all that. Been working with them for, it'll be 6 years this December, so it's a great job. I mean, it's a great working atmosphere, and the nice part is right in Belmont, and that's where our race car's at. So I get to go work on that on my lunch break, so it kind of works out for us in the summertime.
Your dad is a big race fan, and he also did some flagging. What are your first memories of going to the races?
Oh, man, I haven't had that question asked for a long time. Wright County Speedway, in between Belmont and Clarion. Man, I remember me and my two brothers and my sister packing up into the Caprice and heading to the racetrack on a Friday night and watching Dad flag and being able to go down and see all the drivers. And if we got to, we snuck up into the flag stand so that way we could hang out with the flag guys until Dad found out and they told us to get back to the stand.
How long did your dad flag?
Oh, man. I'm not too terribly sure when he started, but I think he flagged for probably 3 to 4 years. Because I think Wray County Speedway closed down in 94, and I think Britt opened up in 95. So he flagged all the way till 94 and enjoyed it. You know, like every flag man, you always get that driver every night that says, you know, I'm going to beat you up or all that stuff. And Dad has some wild stories about that, and he always told every driver, I'll be here next week. So, no, it's he enjoyed it. My brothers and I and my sister, we enjoyed it and kind of missed that little track.
What division and where did you get your start?
Ooh, hobby stock. And back then, we weren't sanctioned at that time. Started 12 years ago, actually 15 years ago was when the actual first car I drove was a little, like an old Legends car. Jim Swenson offered my dad, if he wanted to take it to Allison for a 2-day special. And Dad goes, you know, would you be okay with Heath racing it? And he goes, yeah, you know, if you wreck it, just fix it and bring it back. And so we went and did that 2-day special, and I think there was only 5 cars in my class. And, you know, you go out with the mentality of this ain't your car, and you're 13 years old, and you don't really want to wreck anything. So you just kind of go out and putz around. And car didn't run really too right, but Dad got her tuned up, ready to go for the next night. And I think we ended up second that night. And so it was kind of fun. And then Jim Smith, he was selling his car, and Dad kind of told me at breakfast that morning that he was interested in selling the car. And I asked my dad, I said, is it okay if I go and ask him if we can race it? And it was the same year that we raced that Legends car. And he said, yep, but you have to ask him. I'm not asking him. So I went and found him after weightlifting that morning and went and asked if I could race it. And we raced it out going the first night. And I think we started dead last and ended up 7th in that feature. And we weren't anything. We weren't IMCA. We weren't nothing. We were just kind of a IMCA rule book hobby stock. So started there, and then we have ended up eventually going into IMCA hobby stock, but that's kind of how I got my career started.
Kossuth County Speedway in Algona is one of my favorite places to watch races. The old-time grandstand's right on the fairgrounds. They have great food and great racing. What are your thoughts on that track and also the recent changes as the new group took it over?
Kossuth County Speedway, I mean, I've always loved that track. Ever since we first started going there, you know, it's just a fun little track. It's just, like I've always told people, I said, I love the track, but the track doesn't love me. I think we've probably raced there, I don't know, maybe 50 times. And out of those 50 times, I bet we've wrecked 35 times. Track's not real too good to us, but I did end up winning my first race there in 2010. And, man, it was like I won $1 million because I finally conquered Kossuth County Speedway, or Algona Raceway at that time. But, you know, a lot of improvements that they've done to it. They do a dang good job. They keep the show going. And, you know, you got to battle weather through the year, and sometimes it gets rough. But, you know, they do their darndest to get it smooth for us guys. And it's almost every night that it's side-by-side racing for the lead, and you can't miss the stock car show because it's going to be the best show of the night anyways.
And what's neat, no matter where we go, there is huge groups of Heath Tulp number 50 t-shirts sitting all over in the stands. You have a great group of followers.
I mean, that's the reason we do it. I mean, you know, if you didn't have fans that came and cheered you on and you just showed up and you didn't have anybody there to cheer you on, I mean, it wouldn't be as much fun as having a group of people that show up. You know, I got a big family. My family, I mean, heck, I got two brothers, I've got a sister, they're all married, starting to have kids, or my brothers have kids, and my mom and dad, they always show up. I got close friends that are in the pits with me. I got close friends that just love to come have beers and get dirt in their beer and watch some good races. I have a great family. I got great in-laws. I mean, heck, they support me, and my wife, my son, and, you know, I wouldn't be doing that without any of them, you know. I got to thank all my fan base. Them guys are the reason why we do it.
Where is Belmont, Iowa, and are there any landmarks around there that people might recognize?
Oh, man. About 45 minutes southwest of Mason City, landmarks. Probably the tornado that went through in the 60s is about the only thing that they're really recognized for. Heck, the only other thing was we had a teacher that was Teacher of the Year in the whole United States, so, I mean, that was kind of cool. Other than that, I mean, there's really not too much. Well, we had the tornado in 2013. That's about it. We all pretty much had just disasters that we're kind of recognized for.
What are some of the closest tracks around where you live?
Well, I live in Kanawha. The closest track to us is Britt, and then Algona is probably the second closest. Webster City. We got Fort Dodge. I mean, they're close. Boone and Mason City. But since Mason City went to USRA, we haven't had a chance to go up there. Last year, they changed that all over. We just didn't have a very good year last year, so we didn't even want to test our luck up there. So we're at Algona. That's where we usually race full-time. And, you know, we occasionally go down to Boone and test the two down there before Super Nationals. But those are about our main tracks.
Sports Park Raceway in Fort Dodge reopens this May under new management and new promoters. Do you plan on trying out the new track?
I would like to. Sunday night, it was an every year thing for me to go to Mason City and race Sunday nights, and we ended up stopped doing that in about 2015, the middle of 2015, and, you know, it takes a lot of time. And with Jason Van Sickle doing it, I know it's going to be a great racetrack. I mean, you can just see what he did with Webster City. I mean, he turned that place around, you know, great race and smooth track. And I know he's going to do a dang good job at getting Fort Dodge ready to go. And I would love to. It just depends on how the year kind of goes, and we'll kind of go from there. So we'll see.
The surface at Britt, that looks like one of the most amazing racetracks around as far as the black dirt. What is it like to race on that surface? Does it look as fast on a track as what it does from the stands?
It is. I mean, it just really depends on how that night the track was prepped. If you have the right amount of water on it, you've got it sheep's footed to the point to where it's going to be smooth that night. And if you can have three lanes of racing, you're going to have three lanes of racing. That track is fast. And, I mean, there's no denying it. If you get it in perfect condition, you're going to be seeing a lot of guys three-wheeling it. And when you see that, you know they're hooking up right and the track's tacky and we're booking. So it's a fun track. I've loved it. you know, especially since we live pretty close to it. I used to live in Britt and kind of called it our hometown track there for a while, and pretty much still do, but it is a fantastic facility, great track. With them going back to Friday nights, I mean, it's going to be one of the most hot spots around for racing Friday nights.
Since you parked your hobby stock, how many years have you been behind the wheel of an IMCA stock car?
This will be our fifth year. Raced hobby stocks for 7 years. Decided, you know, you go to a track and you win a bunch of races, and you kind of get to the point where it's like, I want a new challenge. And that's kind of what we did is in 2012, I think we raced 18 to 29th, and I think we raced 18 nights in Mason City. I think we won 12 of them. You know, it gets to the point where you're pretty dominant in a class, and you get to the point where you're like, okay, we need to move up. We need a different challenge. And that's kind of what we did in the middle of 2012. We ended up buying a stock car, kind of trying to save our money and get that thing rolling. And in 2013, we went full bore and went full IMCA stock car and had a pretty good year. I mean, finished second in Mason City and second in Britt and only missed the championship by 8 points combined. So I'd say for a rookie year, you can't really complain about it.
As a driver gains experience, your thought process really changes from don't spin out, keep the car straight, let's get my own car around the track, to watching the cars around you, figuring out their racing habits, what lines are they running, what's the better line on the track. You can slowly watch drivers advance as they get more experience.
Yeah, I mean, you'll notice that with younger drivers. And I'm sure a lot of the veterans saw that with me when I first started. I was probably all over the place. But now I'm kind of getting a little experience into the whole IMC, into the stock cars. And, you know, I started watching that now. It's like, okay, I'm pretty comfortable in my car. You start watching the new drivers and where they go and where they're getting squirrely and where you need to be instead. You know, you start kind of, I had this conversation with my dad all the time. He goes, stop hauling cars into the corner, try something different. And I've learned to develop that theory instead of just following a car, being comfortable, being fast. You know, you got to change your lanes. You got to try something different. You got to do whatever you need to do to try passing that person in front of you. And it just comes with time. And that's the real deal about even racing. I mean, seat time is the number one thing. And I always thought people were crazy and said, you just need seat time. You need seat time. And that's what it really takes to be successful in any division. Seat time, knowing your car, don't change a lot of things. Get used to it, race the track. And we've kind of done a pretty good job about doing that. And it's an experience, that's for sure.
What is it like to be part of the Boone Super Nationals?
It's awesome. That's our Daytona 500. You know, everybody wants to win it. And the first year we went down there in 2011, we didn't do very good. Got disqualified for a wire that came off. Our distributor sucked terribly. You always get called the cheater the rest of your life because you got caught down in Super Nationals. But in 2012, we redeemed ourselves. We went out, won our heat race, qualified in for the feature, and ended up finishing second in our qualifying feature. Made it into the big dance on Saturday, and before that, we had a race of champions. We ended up winning our heat there, and didn't draw very good for that, but that really wasn't what we were going for. We were going for the Super Nationals championship, and came up just two spots short. We ended up third, and, you know, out of 170, 190 cars, it puts a good feeling in your heart that you did your best, and to go out, you know, with your hobby stock career, that was the best thing ever. Made it in 2012, 2013, rookie year in the stock car. Started 17th, ended up getting up to fourth, and they took the top four. I guess we finished third in our rookie year. And, I mean, that is saying something, but 2014, we ended up getting second in our qualifying A, and fortunately, the winner got disqualified for illegal heads, and we ended up winning. And, you know, we didn't have a very good showing that year, but 2015, we drew the pole again for our qualifying A main, and ended up holding off the 2013 champion that year. The Super Nationals champion that year to win that qualifying in Maine, and that's kind of a big deal. I mean, when you can run with those guys, it means your program is doing what it needs to be doing, and you're doing right things. And you know, it's an amazing feeling just knowing that you made it in, and it's amazing that these people that will come up to you and go, hey, you know, you're so-and-so, and you won that feature, didn't you? And you're like, yeah, you know, and I mean, that makes you feel cool. And it's just an amazing experience, and just being a part of it. I mean, there's nothing you can really say to explain it, really. It's just awesome.
You have a lot of success under your belt between the IMCA hobby stocks and the IMCA stock cars. Are there any tracks that you would like to travel to and race at least once in your career yet?
There's one race that I've always wanted to race, and that was the Bud Shootout down in Bakersfield, California. And the only reason I say that is it's kind of a ongoing joke with my pit guys and my wife, because she doesn't want me to go out there. But if you win the Bud Nationals out in Bakersfield, you get a Budweiser guitar for your trophy. And I just always thought that would be awesome. So I've always been telling my wife, we're going to go out to California. She just, oh, yeah, no, whatever. But it would be a fun experience just to go out there and experience the Bud Nationals. Anything other than that, man, I'd have to think a little bit, you know. I'd love to go race Knoxville. I think that would be a fun track. I can't think of any other ones off the top of my head, but, you know, racing Super Nationals every year and trying to win that, I mean, that's the height of our glory is if we could win that one time, I don't know what we would do. I don't know if I'd call it quits or what, but that's our number one goal, is to try winning Super Nationals. But I know it's a far-fetched deal, but, you know, you just got to be lucky and be put in the right spot at the right time.
Heath, thank you so much for your time and being with us here on the Dirt Show, and I can't wait to see that number 50 IMCA stock car out there at a track near us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you. Thanks for having me on, and hope to see you maybe Friday in Britt.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie is the place to go for your next golf cart. And now with two locations, Miners Outdoor can serve you even better. Be sure to check out More Golf and Utility, located just 3 miles east of I-35 in Lakeville. Remember to ask about Club Car's new consumer golf cart, Onward. That's Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie and More Golf and Utility in Lakeville.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Why does Jake Hagopian, USAC National Mini Sprint Champion, use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
Our relationship with Walker Performance started in the process of developing a filter for the Micro Sprint ranks across the board with so many different styles of engines and injection setups. It was really easy to work closely with Ben Walker and his team to develop the best scenario for Micro Sprint races across the country.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
After many years working on and repairing large commercial vehicles, Rod French opened his own welding, repair, and fabrication shop. For the past 15 years, Rod has run his fabricating business at his country home, offering welding and fabrication as well as truck frame extensions. In 2012, the business expanded to include designing, building, and installing Powerlift hydraulic doors from French's Repair and Fabrication Incorporated and Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing Incorporated. Give us a call at 507-374-9306.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on the Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Al Haina. He is the promoter at Mason City Motor Speedway. And Al, the first thing I have to do is commend you on that awesome display as you walk in your restaurant in Clear Lake. The restaurant is called Sevens. It's right downtown, and you have some great vintage stuff of your dad's on display for all the fans to see.
Yeah, that's why we called the restaurant that. That's how we got our start, how we got our number, was when Dad raced. He raced in the 60s. He was pretty good, pretty popular, and, you know, he won a few point championships and had a pretty big article on the Globe Gazette, local paper, back in 1967. We got a big picture of that, and we got his crew shirts framed up in glass, and nice little deal, just, you know, right as you walk in.
You know, and that's one thing, doing this show is preserving racing history and preserving those stories, and you have your testing tune coming up on April 30th.
Yeah, hopefully this weather turns around, gives us some dry days to work. Looks like we're going to get that here Friday. In the next week, weather hasn't been real helpful for racetracks or farmers or anybody that needs to work outside this spring. And, you know, we get a bunch of rain, get a couple days of sunshine, so it's hard to sneak any work in there. But we've been on it a little bit here in the last week and a half, so it's taking shape.
Opener is May 7th. And I know fans are excited to get back to the track. And Al, you do a great job of getting people in there on Sunday nights and getting them out of there, because you know they have to work on Monday morning. And
well, you know, with Sunday, our dilemma is if you start too early, people keep doing their recreating and you don't get them out there. If you start too late, my drivers are getting home too late, because we got a lot of drivers that come from a ways away to race for us, and we want to get them out of there so they can get home, because a lot of them got to work Monday morning. We try to get started right at 6, so we're hoping to be done by 9:30. Some drivers are coming for, you know, over 100 miles, and we got to get them home, but we got to, you know, try to start late enough also where people can, you know, stop what they're doing, their Sunday activities, and then come out to the track. It's a tight little line there and when to start, but we do what we can. We don't want to start too early. You don't like racing in the sunshine. In the wind, nothing will wreck a racetrack faster than racing in the sun, because then you got to get out there and water it a bunch more. You just soon race when it's dark, but we have to.
What will fans see for regular classes on a Sunday night at Mason City Motor Speedway?
Sunday nights we'll have 5 classes. Regularly we'll have the USRA Modifieds, Stock Cars, B-Mods, Hobby Stocks, and Tuners. Tuners are the 4-cylinder. We'll have those. There's a few specials where we'll drop the modifieds and the headliner class will come in. Like USMTS mods will be 2 Sundays. We'll have ASCS Sprint Cars. We'll take the modified spot on July 30th. We've got a late model show during the fair.
June 11th, your old buddies from the USMTS come back for the Diamond Joe All-In 100. What's that all about?
We've got 2 USMTS dates this year. We've got one in June. That's the Sunday before the big show up at Cedar Lake. Should have a bunch of them in the area, so we'll get them racing that Sunday. The All-In 100, but that's kind of just a little bit of play. We're going to have 100 laps of features that night, the combination of all the classes. So from the modifieds running 30, the stock cars and B-mods will be 20, and the hobbies and the tuners 15. So that adds up to 100 laps.
Father's Day, you have twin 25s. That is cool, because that's kind of bringing back something from the old school days.
Yeah, it's the Coors Light twin 25s. We're running, it's a Father's Day special for stock cars, B-mods, hobby stocks, and tuners. That's the one night. We're not having modifieds that night, because they're going to be racing all weekend up at Cedar Lake for that 50,000 to win. So we thought, instead of making them guys come back after a long weekend, we'd just have a special for the other classes. And Coors Light sponsoring the stock cars and the B-mods, and Miller Lite is sponsoring the hobby stocks and the tuners.
North Iowa Fair Races, July 19th is the Ted Zeman Memorial with late models, and then Sunday the 23rd you come back with weekly racing.
Yeah, we had the World Outlaws last year, late models, on July 8th, and that was just about my favorite show all year. See those late models back on the track, you know, brings back a lot of memories from years ago for me. It was pretty awesome to see them, but we can't get them or Lucas Oil. We're running the Corn Belt Clash late model show on that Wednesday open into the fair, so we're not up against anything else as far as major activities in the area. So we're going to have those, and a lot of them we're going to hopefully, you know, never know, we might pull a couple of them guys in because they're racing up in Brainerd and Aberdeen, Lucas Oil, and World Outlaws, and on their way down to Greenwood for the Silver Dollar Nationals the next weekend. So few of them might hopefully pop in and race with us that night.
You already mentioned July 30th, the ASCS National Sprint Car Series will be on hand, and I had a chance to watch a bunch of those guys racing over the winter on MAV TV, and what a great group.
Yeah, they got some numbers in that class. They're talking, you know, a little over 30 cars, and we don't have to go through the time trials. You know, they're just going to, you know, line up heat races and run, and there's a bunch of them, and they run hard, and we're looking forward to that. It'd be pretty exciting. We had the NFL League last year, which, you know, we had Lasowski and Swindell and all those guys at the track, and they put on a pretty good show, but we only had like 17 or 18 cars. This one looks to be of over 30 cars, they're saying, because it's a Sunday right before their big shows down in Knoxville that week, so a lot of them guys will be in the area. And, the bigger names run that class, that division also, so hoping to bring a few of those guys in.
Yeah, the chance to get to see Johnny Herrera and Aaron Reitzel and Seth Bergman right in our backyard.
Oh, yeah. That big track, they haul around there. You know, we got some more banking in the corners, and those guys are, they're flying.
Sunday, April 13th, the USMTS is back at Mason City Motor Speedway, and this is now the start of the hunt by the time we get to that part of the season.
Yeah, August 13th. Yeah, that's, they'll have all the guys, you know, they'll be in that. Nobody that's just running the division. So it's that'll be a good field of cars for that, and all them guys. USMTS, been following it, you know, always. But the field of cars that he's drawn right now, and you just look at the top 10, and it's just amazing, the guys that he's got. He's probably got his best field that I've seen, I think, you know, right now is the most competition that he's ever had. It's pretty awesome racing. I wish I could go to him and watch, and even though I wish I'd had a car so I could go and race with him, it just makes me want to race that much more with the field of cars he's got. But that'll be quite a show.
Mason City Motor Speedway racing May 7th through August 27th, which is the season championship, Sunday nights. If they'd like to find out more information on the track, Al?
You can go to our website, maycitymotorspeedway.com, or our Facebook page. We have quite a bit of updates there. I just want to say that I just got all the money raised. We've got a $22,000 point fund this year. It's guaranteed. It's not based on nights you race or anything like that. Based on how many nights we race, we're going to pay that much out. So probably I would say it's one of the best point funds you're going to find anywhere. And we've got a pretty good payout also. So we got like a $15,000 purse on a weekly basis. So we're trying to draw a lot of drivers and keep the drivers happy, and they'll keep the fans happy.
Al, thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show, and I can't wait to see you down at the racetrack.
All right. Thank you.
Working at my job, going all day long. Don't want to go and mow my lawn. Picking up the phone book, and what do I see? I see Wolf and Sons can do it for me. Dandelions, I don't want to spray. Free estimates are coming your way. Don't hesitate and learn about more. Call 455-3524.
And if you have some really big outside jobs, Wolf and Sons has the dump trucks, loaders, and graders you need to haul in driveway gravel, black dirt, and clear building sites.
Rhino Egg is now raising the bar even more by being the only manufacturer of rotary cutters in the world to factory fill all components with Lucas Oil and grease, adding even more value to the Rhino brand over the competition. Quality from the inside out. Visit rhinoegg.com to find a dealer near you.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
The big boys with the big toys. Dale and Turner. We got the right stuff to get the job done. We can get it done fast, we can get it done right.
We're not messing around with those silly toys.
Fire them up, let the horses run. Big boys with the big toys. Dale Enterprises.
DuraDock strength and durability withstand the water and elements 24 hours a day. DuraDock's all-aluminum welded construction, stainless steel fasteners, and non-slip surface that stays cool even in the hottest weather. It might just outlast your water skiing days. Whatever you need, roll-ins, floaters, or sectionals, DuraDock has got you covered. And best of all, no tools are needed for installation, which leaves you more time to enjoy the lake. Contact Tony today at 641-529-0698 for standard or custom sizes. The last dock you will ever need to purchase. DuraDock.
Welcome back to our sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Cole Queensland from Deer Creek Speedway. And Cole, I have to open up talking about comments that I get on The Dirt Show. We had the Beinhoff brothers back-to-back, Nick and Nate. We've had other drivers on the show that just talk about Deer Creek Speedway, the facility, and also the Queensland family in general and how well they are treated when they come. And they really appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Clayne, and I appreciate the kind words there, too. And it kind of goes back to all them people and everybody involved. It wouldn't be the facility without everybody behind it.
Fans really have a great time. It's a great experience on Saturday nights at Deer Creek Speedway. When fans come down to your track, what can they expect to see as far as regular classes throughout the season?
On regular nights on Saturdays, we run 5 weekly classes, and we start our USRA Modified division, Wasota Super Stock division. We got a USRA B-Mod division, Wasota Street Stocks, and Wasota Midwest Modified division. And they all start at 6 p.m. on Saturdays, and starting in May at 3 p.m., we'll be racing slingshots on Buttonbuck Speedway, which is a 5th-mile oval on the inside of Deer Creek. And them kids are anywhere from 6 to about 14 years old.
And fans who have not experienced the slingshots on the Buttonbuck Speedway, these are our future drivers, and these kids are great.
Yeah, that's been fun to see. I think we've had them now for 10 years. And throughout the years, we've brought 30 drivers from Buttonbuck actually up to Deer Creek now in big cars. I would say most notably probably last year would be Lucas Schott winning the USRA Modified National Championship, came out of the slingshot division.
We will be there tonight for the opener at Deer Creek Speedway. I know fans, drivers, everybody's talking about it, looking forward to it. We're finally going to get some sunshine and some decent weather. You have a bunch of major events coming up throughout the season. The biggest one everybody's been talking about is Lucas Oil Late Models back in the state of Minnesota, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, the North Star Nationals on May 20th.
Yeah, that event there is something we're really excited about. The fans have been asking for it for a number of years, and we've been trying. It's a tough series to get into. You know, their schedule's full, and you got to kind of wait for a slot to open up and stuff. So that May 20th race is going to be something to see. You're not going to want to miss it. Them Lucas Oil guys are going to be fun to watch.
The USMTS will be here on Memorial Day weekend, May 27th. And what I like about getting the National Touring Series in here is our local drivers really step it up, and you could see one of our local guys win.
Yeah, it's fun to watch our locals every time the USMTS comes to town. I think across the country we are probably got one of the most talented local groups of racers here, and it's fun to watch them do battle with these national guys. And hopefully, I think they're here a handful of times this year, and hopefully our locals can pick off some wins.
June 29th, the World Outlaw Sprint Cars are back at Deer Creek Speedway, and we're probably going to see another track record set that night.
I think you probably will. Since they were here last, we've put some different surface down on the Speedway, and it seems to be a little more racy and everything. So I think as the cars have evolved and taken a year off and us getting the track back in shape a little bit, I think you're going to see some fast times. And we're excited for the Thursday night in June. They've been in September. We took a year off with them, trying to move them up a little bit into the schedule. And I think a June date here is going to be fun to watch.
As we move into the hot month of July, racing's going to heat up with the World of Outlaw Late Model Gopher 50, and that's a staple here in Minnesota.
Yeah, that one there has been around for a number of years, and we're excited this year. Bigelow Homes of Rochester has picked up the event, is going to be the title sponsor of it, and that's going to feature the Outlaw Late Models with our USRA Modifieds like it has in the past. And it's a great event in cross-promotion with the Blooming Prairie Lions and a great fundraiser for their group, and they do help out a lot of charities with that.
July 15th, Cole, you know we've been working on this event all winter long, and for fans that do not know, we're bringing a national syndicated television show, Small Town Big Deal, to the track that night. It is free racing for all the fans, Talladega Nights. It's going to be a great event brought to you by your local county corn growers.
We look forward to that event every year. It's fun to see that place just fill up. And the new faces there is exciting, and all the kids and everything. And, you know, thanks to the local area corn growers, it's a great night to come out and get yourself educated on some of the ethanol products and just the local farming industry. There's many sponsors that help out that are anywhere from tiling groups to the seed companies, the equipment, and all that stuff. And the kids can come out, and adults as well, and see all that stuff. And it's a great event.
And that's what that night is really about, is perpetuating racing into the future, building new fans, getting somebody out there that may have never seen a modified on the track and find out how great it is to sit out there on a beautiful Saturday night and how conveniently located it is to watch racing right there south of Rochester.
Yeah, and that's where we look forward to it, is just being able to offer something free to somebody is great, and it does draw in a lot of new people. And we hope they leave that night excited about what they've seen and want to come back and see more of it, because we are conveniently located just 15 miles south of Rochester, and we just hope more people keep coming down.
You have something going just about every weekend in September. USMTS Labor Day Duel on September 2nd, September 16th. The IRA's return to Deer Creek Speedway, the 410 Sprint Cars with the UMSS 360 Sprint Car Series, and also the USMTS will be back for the Fall Jamboree. What a great month of racing.
Yeah, it's, I guess, how do you say it? Nothing like going out with a bang. Here we go. You know, September's going to be a jam-packed month there, and it should be a lot of fun. The Jamboree, obviously, is kind of a marquee event and a staple there. But we're really excited to bring back the IRA 410 Sprint Cars and the UMSS series with them. And with that, that will be their the 360 wing and non-wing cars. So we've only had non-wing cars at the Speedway once, so we're excited to see these guys come back down.
Cole, we talk about the affordability of going to races with your family on a Saturday night. A great chance to get the kids outside. The concession stand is affordable, so you can eat right there at the track. Just have a great time together. You also have campgrounds adjacent to the track, so if people want to bring their camper and hook up, they can call ahead of time and get a spot. If they want more information on the track, on camping, on some of the special races, what is the best way to do that?
Best way to look us up and find more information is on our website at deercreekspeedway.com, and all the stuff is up there. There's a fan info tab up there for the fans, and it gives them you know, lodging choices if they're coming from out of town. We have some of our sponsors on there that have restaurants or grocery stores and stuff if they need that stuff, even gas. Our campground's got a page on there. They can find information on that. All our ticket prices are listed on there, and like you said, the family-friendly, you know, and affordable stuff. Our Saturday night racing on a regular show, we're $12 for adults, and any kid 12 and under is free of charge. I mean, we really encourage getting the kids out there because that is the future of our sport. And, you know, we have a great kids club package that we offer for $5, and it comes with a T-shirt and a whole folder full of goodies from Culver's to Travel Lanes down in Leroy to A&W in Spring Valley. So it's about a $20 value that they get just for $5. And then we have events throughout the season as well for the kids club. So it's a great thing. And also don't forget to check us out on Facebook. That's where we update most of the stuff weekly and what's coming up and all that. And it's just Deer Creek Speedway on Facebook. So go ahead and look us up. And got any questions, feel free to email or call us at 507-754-6107.
Cole, thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show. 6 p.m. can't come quick enough. Can't wait to see you down at the racetrack for opening night at Deer Creek Speedway. And it's going to be an awesome summer.
Sounds good. Thank you, Clay.
If you're like me, you hate when your outdoor gas-powered equipment won't start. What I've learned is that most of these breakdowns are caused by ethanol and street gas, which eats up the fuel system, and warranties don't cover fuel-related repairs. Well, the experts at VP Racing Fuels developed a solution called VP Small Engine Fuel. It's an unleaded fuel blend with no ethanol, so it prevents those problems. The unleaded fuel is perfect for four-cycle engines, like lawnmowers or generators, and for two-cycle equipment like like chainsaws and trimmers. VP's fuel is pre-mixed with oil. That means no measuring or mixing. Just pour it in and start it up. You'll find VP Small Engine Fuel, or SEF, in quart size and 1 gallon containers for smaller tools and 5 gallon pails for larger equipment. Try VP Small Engine Fuel, available at the Home Depot, or visit VPSEF.com. That's VP-SEF.com for more information. VPSEF is for use in small engines only and may not be used in motor vehicles.
Hey, you're pretty good with tools. Can you help me with a project?
Sure. What do you have in mind?
Wow, cool. That's my Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mod. They offer kit pricing for the guys who are handy with the wrenches, and I save $2,000.
Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods are well engineered, and they're easy to work on. We should have this car ready to race in no time.
Wait a minute. How do you know so much about Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods?
Because that's mine over in the corner. Turnkey cars start at $8,999.
Yeah, I know.
Now, about that $2,000 you say, Dave, don't you think?
Oh, boy, here we go.
Find out more today at BatwingChassis.com or call 507-456-5465 anytime.
Are you sick of trying to sell your car? Hi, this is Ken Snow from Snow's Classic. Avoid all those hassles involved with selling your own car and let Snow's Classic sell it for you. Located right across from Cabela's on I-35, your vehicle gets over 300,000 views monthly, and our highly rated website is visited worldwide. Cars are selling fast, and our inventory is running low. Whether you're selling a vintage car or a late model car, contact us at Snow's Classics today at 214-3554 and sell your vehicle the hassle-free way.
Fast Shafts has been producing drive shafts for late models, modifieds, dirt trucks, and hobby stocks since 1992. Fast Shafts, the official drive shaft for the USMTS and USRA, and title sponsors for the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Race and IMCA Super Nationals, support the sport of circle track racing throughout the U.S. To get the power from your motor to your tires, run with a proven winner today. Call Fast Shafts made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, brought to you by Casey's General Stores. And as always, I'm joined by Bev, the manager of the Casey's General Store on the corner of Austin Road and 18th Street in Owatonna. And Bev, with your brand new sub bar, you also got a great deal going on right now for a $5 lunch.
We sure do. It's a 6-inch sub, a cookie, and a 32-ounce fountain drink. You can't beat that for $5. I mean, for goodness sakes, I even buy it, and I work here.
It's a great lunch, and when you walk in, it's made to order right in front of you.
It is, and all of our stuff is fresh. In fact, our bread is baked here on site. And we have a number of breads. We have wheat bread, we have the Italian or white, and we have jalapeno cheddar. Everybody just loves it. And then we have a Parmesan, which is my favorite. So you have your choice of what kind of bread you want, and try them all. You won't be disappointed.
We're finally going to have sunshine for the weekend. People are going to be taking off, heading for the races. If they don't have time to grab something to eat, you have a great deal going on right now at Casey's corporate-wide. If you order online, you can get a large pizza for $8.99. Send in your order to a location that you're going by and stop in and pick it up.
That's right. All you have to do is go online, look up the closest Casey's, order a single topping online. When you get there, it's $8.99. And we supply the napkins, so if you're eating in your car, you won't get so messy.
The best deal ever. 2 for $20 going on right now through the end of April.
You know what? That's really great, because I have a house full of teenagers, and that is the best. 2 single topping pizzas for $20. $10 a pizza, and you can feed a lot of kids with that. That way they have their choice of what kind of pizzas they want as well.
As we always say on the show, stop in at a Casey's along your way. Always clean, always friendly staff. If it's late at night and you need some caffeine or you need something to eat on the way home, it's always a great place to stop. Casey's General Stores.
We have the coffee. All you have to do is stop and get it, but we also have the cappuccinos. Don't forget those. And hot chocolate if it's chilly out for those little kiddos. And something for everybody. If you want something cold, we've got that too. So we've got iced coffees too, so don't forget to check them out. You'll really like them. Have a great weekend.
Numbers. In NASCAR, numbers represent speed, passion, guts, and glory. Because numbers represent drivers. Numbers like 88, 48, 14, 4, 18, and 24. Numbers that say, that's my driver. don't mess with my driver. See your number live at Kansas Speedway, Saturday night, May 13th at the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series Go Bowling 400. Tickets at kansasspeedway.com.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is proud to announce for the 2017 Sprint Car season that our newest exhibit will be our salute to champion Sammy Swindell, running in our museum from June 1st through October 1st. Stop in and view six of Sammy Swindell's winning sprint cars that Sammy drove during his illustrious career and his 1983 Chili Bowl winning midget race car. Plus, we'll have an exclusive interview with Sammy Swindell and award-winning editor Bones Bossier on video inside the Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit that you can only see inside the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Also, our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell t-shirts and posters will be available starting June 1st. And don't forget to mark your racing calendars for Saturday, June 3rd, when the 28th annual National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction banquet will be held right here in Knoxville at Dyer Hudson Hall, and the USAC Sprint Cars return to Knoxville Raceway that same Saturday night, July 3rd. That's our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit, June 1st through October 1st at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Induction Banquet and USAC Sprint Cars Saturday night, June 3rd in Knoxville.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaners to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Does your vehicle have some issues? Hi, this is Ashley from the Owatonna Auto Clinic. Many people are putting off some major vehicle repairs until they get their tax returns back. If you're one of those people, stop down to the Owatonna Auto Clinic, where we can diagnose your vehicle's issues and give you the prescription to get you back on the road. The Owatonna Auto Clinic is your locally owned emergency room for your vehicles. Call us today at 414-AUTO or see us on Hoffman Drive in Owatonna.
Lou Faggers Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at FaggersRacing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model chassis, including all the IMCA and Wasota parts you need. Lou Faggers Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at FaggersRacing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need, compliments of Lightning Lou.
This your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Well, race fans, no race results from around here due to the poor weather conditions last weekend. We have to go all the way down to Devil's Bowl Speedway in Mesquite, Texas for the World of Outlaws. Friday night, April 14th, your fast qualifier was Jason Johnson. In your heat races, it was Jason Johnson, Jason Sides, Christopher Bell, and in your 25-lap A-Main, it was a 41 of Jason Johnson over Brad Sweet with Logan Schuhart in third. On the second night of racing at Devil's Bowl Speedway last Saturday night, April 15th, your fastest qualifier was Jason Sides. In the heat races, it was Danny Lasoski, Brad Sweet, and Christopher Bell. And in the 30-lap A-Main finale, Brad Sweet over David Gravel and Danny Lasoski. Don't forget, the World of Outlaw Sprint Car Series will be in Minnesota June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the 39th Annual Jackson Nationals at the Jackson Motorplex and also at Deer Creek Speedway Thursday night, June 29th. Also going on tomorrow, if you're interested, Sunday, April 23rd from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., the IMCA Old Timer Swap Meets. There'll be complete cars, vintage parts, hot rods, and hot rod parts in the Thermo King parking lot in Bloomington. If you'd like directions or more details, go to imcaoldtimers.com.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.